I'm Greg Brick, and I'm the father, introducing you to Gamertag Radio, talking new dawn. The future is now.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio. Brand new episode of GTR. This week has been crazy because we have been releasing multiple episodes this week. One is the Division 2 hands-on impressions. Also, before that, we posted an interview of with the developers of the game. Also, Trials Rising that's coming out very soon. We also had hands-on and interview. And now this one, this episode, we're going to talk about Far Cry New Dawn.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
So for those that are fans of the Far Cry series, you guys, I know that every time a new Far Cry game comes out, most of you will always buy it because of the story, right? The previous game, I really enjoyed playing it because of the whole experience in Hope County, the cult leader, you know, the father, and so on. Plus the characters that are in there, like Pastor Jerome Jeffries, Nick Rye, Grace Armstrong. And there's a lot other characters in the game that got my attention big time. So Far Cry New Dawn takes place 17 years after Far Cry 5. You do return to Hope County, but for the first time, it's not about Hope County anymore. It's not local. Now it's about the world. So you will definitely be traveling different places. But what I got to play is the area of Hope County 17 years later. You're going to see a lot of the characters from the previous game returning here. We only played for this demo. We played Act 1. So, yes, I got to see Grace. I got to see Pastor Jerome, Nick Rye, and a bunch of other new characters too that's in the game. So let me go with this. First off, the part that I was very, very disappointed because of this, I was a little bit sad. Grace returns, right? But this time, Grace, she's blind. I don't know what happened. She didn't really say much on the stuff that happened after Far Cry 5. But I think throughout the game, once you get to hang out more with her and start talking to her, you probably will learn more about her story, like what actually happened. So I got to see her. What I did was, you know, for those that have been listening to GTR, we did last year, we released a series, an exclusive podcast series that no one else has. It's called Hope County Stories. Make sure to go back. I'm probably going to play the one with the father here, because it kind of relates to what's going to happen next now in the new game. But I'm going to play that later on this episode. But I wanted to see the three characters that we interviewed for that series. I want to know what happened to them 17 years later. So let me start with Grace. Grace, now, like I said, she's blind. So she's not the sniper like in the previous game, right? You're probably going to meet other characters. This one character, her name is Nana. You'll get to meet her in the game, that she's like the sniper. She is the Grace from Far Cry 5. So that's one thing that happened to Grace. So I moved on. I went to Pastor Jerome Jeffries to see. He was captured. And yeah, he looks a lot older now. And also Nick Rye. I also went to see him because he was also captured. But here's the thing about Nick Rye. If you remember, during the Hope County Stories podcast and also the game Far Cry, he talks about his wife being pregnant. She doesn't want to leave Hope County and so on. Do you remember that? So now, 17 years later, you get to one of the main characters in the game is Carmina. That's Nick Rye's daughter. She thinks that the area is beautiful. Everything is good. So that's what's going on in the area that I played the demo for the game. So here's three things that's been going on. Oh, well, three different groups now that's in the game. Because previously it was two groups. It was the people that were against the cult, right? And the ones now that are following the cult and following the Father. So, yes, you will get to see the Father in the game. I don't want to say much because I want you to also experience this for the first time. But he, there is a mission that you will go back where the last time you get to see the Father on Far Cry 5, you will go there and there's a couple little mission there you do. And once you finish that, then you unlock a new mission. So couldn't really reach to that side missions because due to time, because, you know, I've recorded a couple of interviews for the podcast and so on. So I will say this, that the game is very colorful, is very purple. Don't know what's the meaning of purple yet. I'll probably find that out once the game releases, and maybe it's a meaning with that. So there's the survivors, right? Of that's the group. The second one is maybe the Father, and there's a third group that they just do whatever the hell they want. And in that group is the twins, which I also have the voice actresses, both of them, on the podcast, which they talk about more about their character. So in the demo, I didn't get to see the twins at all. Maybe a little bit during the introduction, but that's about it. But like actually gameplay, like I'm playing the game, I'm traveling, meeting people. I haven't met the twins yet. So don't know what's going to happen. I kind of have an idea what might happen. And maybe another thing too, and I noticed that the Father is not angry. He's not angry like from the previous game. So there's a lot of changes in this game. 17 years later, it's a lot of changes. So like I said, it's not about local now. There's conflict now worldwide now in the game for the first time in the Far Cry game series. But now, for those that thinking, oh man, this is gonna be like a AAA big time, similar to Far Cry 5. Yeah, it is there, right? I feel like the hype is not the same. I feel like this was like super quick, kind of right. They just announced this December during the Video Game Awards, and now the game comes out now in February. It looked crazy because Ubisoft is releasing Trials, releasing Far Cry, and also after that is The Division, which is crazy. There's a lot of games back-to-back from them for spring. So this game reminds me kind of like a side story, kind of like Primal, like that. It's not like a Far Cry 4, Far Cry 5, you know, but I think as a fan of the previous game that I really, really enjoy the story, I think I will go and just try it because I want to know what happened 17 years later. I want to know about the new characters, the returning characters, and also what's going on with the Father. I'm a little bit confused. Is he going to like the good path, a different path? What's going on with the Father? Because now I notice he's not angry. So I am more about the story more than anything. In the game, of course, it's kind of similar. There's a couple of new things here and there in the game, but we're definitely going to be talking about more about that during the interview. But I had a really great time playing this, and it got me really, really curious about the story, hands down. Definitely, I'm super curious about it. So we're definitely going to learn more from now to the release of the game, and I'm definitely going to be showing you, if you go to our Twitch channel, go to twitch.tv/GamerTagRadio. I'm going to be playing their co-op. I got a chance to play a little bit on that. Like, I play a single player and also co-op. But the co-op video that I have there, that video, we managed to get to see the Father. Because when I was by myself, I was just doing different side missions. I had no clue where was the Father. But one of the journalists that was there at the event, he found the Father. So we went there, took us some time to get there. So check out the video. There's a couple puzzles there that you need to complete in order to finish the mission, and then you unlock a new mission after that. So right now I'm gonna play the interviews, both of them. And once we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so just introduce yourself and we'll go from there.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm Jean-Sébastien Descamps. You can call me JS. I'm the creative director of Far Cry New Dawn.
All right.
You need to do the mic more. There's like a whole other level of bass. Like, it's opened up. Cara Ricketts, and I play Mickey, one of the twins. Mm-hmm. And I'm Leslie Miller. I play Lou, the other twin.
All right. Well, first, there's going to be a lot of people that don't know much about the previous game. How this relates to the previous Far Cry game, story-wise.
So, spoiler alert. I mean, it's like a bit of a season two. So, in the end of Far Cry 5, there was this cult in Montana that was convinced that the end of the world was coming. Mm-hmm. And actually, it coincided with the beginning of like World War III. And at the end of the game, nukes were dropping in Montana and in many other places. And Far Cry New Dawn is set 17 years after a global nuclear apocalypse. Mm-hmm. And life is starting to bounce back. And it's set in a Hope County that has been transformed by what happened. Mm-hmm. And there are new villains, the Highwaymen, led by Mickey and Lou, the twins. Mm-hmm. And they're causing a lot of trouble with the survivors. And your mission as a new character is to get there and help them fend off the Highwaymen.
Yeah, like I noticed there's a lot of characters returning back from the previous game to now a little bit older now, right? Mm-hmm. But one of the main ones is daughter of Nick Rai,
yes,
right?
Kamina.
Yeah.
Yes,
Kamina. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about her.
Yeah, so Nick and Kim Rai were key characters in Far Cry 5. Mm-hmm. And there was a mission at the end of the game where you were actually helping them delivering a baby. And that baby is Kamina. And 17 years after, she's a grown-up. She's part of the people trying to get the Highwaymen out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's one of the key characters. And we're super happy to be able to actually like tell a story about generations also, about the people that knew the world that we live in and mm-hmm. the people that grew up just in the one after.
Now, about the new villains, right? Tell us a little about your characters and how... is there any differences between the twins or is similar or what? Character-wise?
There's no difference at all. We're exactly the same. We're bright and singing and happy.
Yeah. Hold hands.
No, we're troublemakers.
Big time, big time.
Completely troublemakers. Yeah. We both kind of live a YOLO lifestyle, like get what we want when we want it and how we want it. And we have like little differences in our approach. Did you want to?
Look, even the cops is in the background looking.
Yeah.
Looking
after. We started the day right.
Yes, yes.
I would say simplistically, mm-hmm. I'm the brawn to the brains and brawn. Simplistically, because I think that our approach to handling adversity is I will handle it physically. Mm-hmm. I'm provoked violently. Mm-hmm. And Mickey can be talked into. She's more forward thinking. So how can they help us in the future? And I'm like, I don't care.
So this is probably going to be a little bit of debates and arguments between you two because of that, right?
Yeah. And I think that's the exciting part of it, like that you have to deal with two other people while they are the same. It's one villain, a two-for-one villain mm-hmm. kind of deal. And mm-hmm. you have to watch them deal with each other while also dealing with you.
Yeah, yeah. And how it relates to, the father and all that, because that I think that was like a very powerful part of the story, having him, return, I guess, in the game, right?
Like, the big challenge with Far Cry New Dawn was to create a game that could feel like a post-apocalyptic Far Cry that you can pick up without knowing anything about Far Cry 5. But at the same time, being the sequel to Far Cry 5 and somewhere where we can close some of the subjects of Far Cry 5. So mm-hmm. yes, the father is there and the cult is there, but they have changed. The world has changed. In a way, the world is in a space that maybe the father wanted it to be. And now he has a chance with his people to try to build a better society, something that would not fall into the pitfall of ours. So they're actually like living without any technology, without any culture. They've created their own like trappers from the 16th century. And what's cool is that it's the third group in the game. So you have the survivors that are trying to rebuild, trying to go back America. You have the Highwaymen that are living for the day, thinking that maybe tomorrow they're dead, so they should enjoy it. And then you have these people in their corner trying to do something differently, to build a utopia. And that triangle is pretty interesting.
Is this your first time doing voice acting in games? No? No?
No, not for either of us.
No. This is my first mocap video game, which is...
Totally different experience, right?
Totally different.
Yeah.
But I've done a few for the Far Cry franchise. Like I first came on another game that didn't happen, but then the big one was playing Sela for Far Cry Primal.
Okay.
And then I also did
a game, by the way.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. It was fun to do.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Sarah Perkins in Far Cry 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And have you played the last game too?
Not very far. I didn't get very far.
I watched gameplay.
Yeah, because it's good to know a little bit about the story, right? And so when you get into the whole acting, you're like, all right, I got to make some changes in this one, right? Like,
yeah,
how was that? How was that for you?
Well, like, for this one, like the characters are so, it is a standalone sequel. Mm-hmm. Like there's nobody that I have to compare it to, or they can be their own thing. And that's why you can disrupt everything so easily, mm-hmm. which was nice about that.
And for you?
Yeah, I didn't watch the gameplay before doing the role. I watched it after just to kind of see it because I think the game is amazing. It's beautiful. The mm-hmm. animation is wonderful. Yeah. So I wanted to see more of it. But I didn't watch it beforehand because we're different from everybody else. We're our own thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're our own trouble.
Yeah, definitely. Now, for you, what new things are we going to get to see in this game? So I know one of the during the presentation, you mentioned that this is now changes in the world instead of local, because the last game was strictly just Hope County.
Yes.
So how that affects the story wise and also the campaign, single and co-op.
So experience. When we did the world building, we created a model of what could happen if a nuclear world war would occur, mm-hmm. and this would have an impact on the whole Northern Hemisphere. So there was an opportunity to actually go and visit other places and see what happened 17 years after. So that's when we started to get excited about, what's up on the West Coast, in the South. And that's how we came up with this idea of like side missions, mm-hmm. where you take an helicopter and you go in these exotic places. They feel very different from Hope County, and in which you can find like resources that are not available in Hope County.
Yeah. Are we going to see a lot of locations that was also in the previous game that maybe some major changes, the new look, or maybe an upgrade, or what?
I mean, like Easter eggs. But the thing is, the other Far Cry, they were not in the US, and we really focused these side missions in the US. But yes, I can't say today, but there are connections with some like other Far Cry titles, Far Cry Ubisoft titles, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, another thing, soundtrack, because I love the soundtrack from the last game. Are there going to be new songs, or are we going to see like a return from...
So a bit like I was saying, we're a standalone sequel. So we're the follow-up story, but mm-hmm. it's a different feel. There are new villains. It's a different world. The world has been transformed. So we have a new composer. It will be announced soon. I can't say, but mm-hmm. it's amazing. They've been actually, it's a duo. Then again,
they've been
doing an amazing job. It's very different from what we had before. It's really, we tried to match the visual and the beautiful world, mm-hmm. And the mix. You know, the world is makeshift now. People are trying to make do with what they have, and they take one thing and they assemble it. Mm-hmm. The music is like that.
Well, to end it, because I think it would be a really cool way to end it. Can you show us a sneak peek of your characters, if it's okay or not, between you two? If it's okay. I know it's early in the morning, but... Sneak peek. It doesn't have to be
sneak
long.
Peek.
Yes.
We've been away from it for a minute. I've been playing all sorts of other people. What do you mean? Give me your wallet.
See?
No, that's the scene. Give me your wallet.
Oh, wow. So she's really out there.
No, he doesn't get it, Lou.
I get it.
You don't get it. Give me your wallet.
And if I don't give it, what happens next?
Give it or we'll take it.
Yeah, they're badasses, man.
Don't quit us, rabbit.
All right, but it was cool interviewing you all, and good luck with the game, and I can't wait to play it once it comes out. All right, cool.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, man.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
My name is Greg Brick, and I'm reprising my role as the father in Far Cry New Dawn.
My name is Olivia Alexander, and I'm a narrative designer for Far Cry New Dawn.
All right, so the father is back, huh? Kind of.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back. All right, he's back. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of people that don't know anything about the father. Do they have to play the first game in order to know more about the story or to play this one? Or what?
people do not have to play Far Cry 5 to really get the best out of Far Cry New Dawn. It's a standalone direct sequel to Far Cry, to Far Cry 5, but there's a lot of emphasis on the idea of standalone. Someone can sort of pick up New Dawn and jump into this new world and know that there was a lot of stuff that happened before, but it's all very engaging immediately and you don't feel like you're missing out on anything.
And thematically, that's actually kind of interesting with New Dawn, because some of the characters, this is their first experience of the world. You know, like they have no memory of the cult and of Eden's Gate. Mm-hmm. So their experience of the Father will be completely different than someone who has played Far Cry 5 and has that whole back history. So art imitates life, or art imitates art in this, in some way, because some of the characters, again, it's their brand new world. They just think of the cult as sort of a benevolent group of people that have gone back to nature and renounced technology, but other people that were around in Hope County see a more malevolent force.
Their memories are much longer.
Yeah. And there's a lot of characters too that is returning back from the previous game. I noticed that during the presentation, I'm like, oh, can't remember that character, but now they're a lot older. So how long is between from the
17
years?
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of changes. There's a whole new generation in the game that doesn't know anything that happened back then, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's sort of exempt. There's sort of three main factions.
When I get closer to the mic.
Sorry, there's three main factions of people, and that kind of generational divide is very apparent, I think, in all three factions. Mm-hmm. You have the Father has a really specific relationship to people in New Eden that are sort of maybe a little newer to the world. Mm-hmm. The Carmina, a specific survival example, and her family. Mm-hmm. Her family's sort of perpetually kind of bummed about everything, but Carmina thinks the world is beautiful. And then also the twins, they were very much a product of this world, and they had a different way of seeing it than their own father did. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing.
So how important was it for you, man? Because you had a great experience working on the previous game.
Right.
Any changes on this one? Is it still the same father, or are we going to see him like more angry?
Well, no, it's interesting because I leave Far Cry 5 as a broken man. The people that I loved most have been taken from me. Mm-hmm. A world that I imagined has been destroyed. And I think as a person, that's always fascinating when we go through a dark night of the soul, when we have a cataclysmic emotional moment, how do we reimagine ourselves? How do we take all those broken pieces and build something worthwhile? Mm-hmm. And that's what I have an opportunity to do in this game, is that the father emerged from the bunker and he was able to build the perfect world that he imagined, a community where we've renounced technology. We have no mechanized weaponry. It's a world of peace and community and harmony. Mm-hmm. But underneath that, for me, is a sadness, because you can't always outrun your past. You can live with it. You can carry it with you gracefully. Mm-hmm. But the pain is almost forever. The scar tissue of the experience I had. So there's a weight and a sadness to the father, I think. Mm-hmm. But also still the responsibility of building a paradise on Earth.
I think mainly the difference between the two is you can see how far reaching this antagonist faction really is. Mm-hmm. Like they have chapters and groups of their people mm-hmm. all across the country. And they sort of go to these places and they even more than the world has already changed from sort of a global nuclear event, they change it even further to something in their own image. For example, one of the expeditions we have is a carnival, a defunct carnival in the bayou. And, you know, it sort of was once this place of kind of family fun for everyone. And now there's sort of dead alligators hung up on the carousel. And it's just very emblematic of what the highwaymen think is funny or admirable to sort of mark their territory.
Greg, the last time we got to see each other, we recorded the podcast for Far Cry, last one. That was a pretty cool experience, man. That was really cool. And you were into character and everything. A lot of people loved it, man. Can you do like a little, maybe like a little prayer or something, like, you know, father style, if it's okay? I don't know. I just love the way he's really getting into the character.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because so much of my experience creating the father was the sermonizing and was reaching people. Yeah. And I think the world is still populated by the lost and the frightened and the alone. And New Eden is a home. And it's a home on the outside, but it's also a home for your heart. And I think if you follow the Father, paradise can be born out of the ashes.
See, he's really good, man.
It's really good.
Cool. Anything else? Anything new that we're going to get to see in the game that was not in the previous one too? Like, I noticed a lot of the characters, story. Anything else you would like to mention to me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is that kind of global aspect. Expeditions are something that we've never had in a Far Cry game before. Mm-hmm. The idea of it's a world of scarcity, pretty much. So the very way in which the player explores the world, both narratively and functionally, mm-hmm. and like mechanically, in order to sort of get the most out of the experience, to sort of get like better equipment and make your own people stronger, mm-hmm. you have to explore, and it becomes a joy. It's never like a chore or anything like that. Exploring the world and how it's evolved is, I think, a very sort of unique experience to Far Cry New Dawn. Yeah. I would also say that the twins are a big evolution on what is new in Far Cry. We have not one, but two.
Yeah, they're villains. No joke. Yeah.
They are, what's the word? Infamous.
Okay.
I've heard a lot cool. this week. They're the infamous twins. And essentially they, from a Far Cry standpoint, they change the dynamic of what an antagonist can be in relation to the player. They themselves have a familial dynamic and represent kind of this united front against the player. It is a raising of stakes and a raising of challenge, both thematically and mechanically. Something that we've never seen in Far Cry before.
Yeah, I noticed the game is very colorful. Very colorful. I get this vibe that you could tell that the world definitely changed while exploring the game and stuff. But I noticed that for me to find out more about the father, I have to go to like certain locations to know more about the history. And why take it to that route instead of, okay, here's an introduction, here's the father. Why take it that I have to make that choice and go to like a certain location to find out more about him?
Well, before the Highwaymen arrived, the survivors and New Eden were sort of neighbors. They had mm-hmm. their own territories, but the borders were blurred. Mm-hmm. When the Highwaymen arrived, they pushed both of them sort of back into their own little bastions. Mm-hmm. So like the survivors have prosperity, and then New Eden has their own sort of last bastion against everything else. So they have sort of gathered, they've circled their own wagons, so to speak, against this new and like what they see as very sinful force from outside of Hope County. It's very distressing to them because the idea is that the collapse wiped the world of this exact kind of sinner, and all of a mm-hmm. sudden they are here. They're this aberration. There's something that they're not supposed to be here. So mm-hmm. they sort of circle their wagons and fight back in their own very specific way.
Yeah. And Greg, for those that are listening to this right now, why they should check out this game, man. Definitely.
I think that the thing that the Far Cry franchise does exceptionally well is creating a dynamic world that's incredible to explore mm-hmm. and engage with. And there's also, they've created indelible villains throughout. And I felt really fortunate to be a part of that lineage in 5. Mm-hmm. And the twins take their place with force in this game. They are so dynamic and charismatic mm-hmm. and dangerous and alive. Like there's such a madness to what they're doing that I think is going to be extraordinary for the player to have to navigate in this new world, because it is a new world. There's no map that tells you what's happened before. You're creating things in the present mm-hmm. and you have to live with your choices into the future.
All right. I just want to say thanks
for the interview.
It was a lot of fun.
Great seeing you again.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So before we wrap up this episode, I'm going to do something special. I'm going to play the original episode of Hope County Stories. This is the last one with the father. So at least you have an idea how's the father from the previous game before you start playing Far Cry New Dawn. So I'm going to play it right now. Check it out. This is episode 4 of Hope County Stories.
Previously on Hope County Stories.
All right, Pete, right now in a few minutes, we're going to meet up with Pastor Jerome Jeffries here in Hope County. This is our first time here.
Why is Hope County so unique?
Ever heard of Seed?
Yes.
He's what's wrong. He's what's worth fighting.
Why not just join the cult? So these come up in here, kill my father, and you telling me you want me to join them?
And this is not a joke. I mean, this is something we need to be able to put across really, really quick. This is not a joke. This is real.
Hope County is full of all sorts of people. Whether or not we all like each other, but we all believe that there's a right and a wrong way to do things. And we believe in the right. And that's what hope is. Hope is right. And we will fight for that right.
What was that?
Hey, we found him. Let's get him.
Oh, shit.
The father is expecting you.
What's going on? What's going on? What? Help!
What, yo, what's Paris? What's Paris?
Help! What? 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 Oh, shit.
Shh. Paris is fine. Paris is with family now.
What do you mean he's with family?
Paris was ready to receive the truth, and the truth has filled him.
That's not possible. Dude, he was just with us. Like...
He can be with you again. I've heard about you from Gamertag Radio, asking questions, but do you really want answers?
Who are you?
I'm your father. And you are my children.
Dude, what's going on? Like...
You came in search of truth. If you want the truth, open your hearts and be ready to receive it.
I want answers. Like, you know, we spoke to the pastor. We've spoken to...
The pastor's not a man of God. The pastor's a man of the flesh. He's a man of illusion. He's a man of trickery. He holds up the mirror to the you that you want to see in yourself. He's an avatar of faith. I am the truth.
What makes him any different than you?
God doesn't speak to him. The echo of God doesn't ring in his voice.
Are you the chosen one?
I've been chosen. But you've been chosen too. See, God brought you to me. And the end is coming, and you can feel that in your bone. You can look at the world around you, and you can put down your phones, and you can look into my eyes, and you know the truth, because I see you as you are.
Why we're here at Eden's Gate?
You're part of the project. You're part of the answer to the problem that faces us all. The end is coming, but what will be next? And I am the seed of the future, and you will be the fruit born of my tree.
Why are you doing this to Hope County? What did these people do to you?
These people didn't do anything to me. It's what I'm doing for them.
Or to them.
I'm saving them.
Did they ask for this?
They don't need to ask. God asks, and I deliver. See, when you know the truth, when you know the end is coming, you do whatever is necessary to bring the flock home. And they may resist me now, but they will thank me later. Because when we emerge from our shelters, after the end is come, there will be a new beginning. And they will be part of that new beginning.
What if they don't want to? I mean, we spoke with Nick and him and his family. They don't want to be a part of this. What gives you the right to come here and just take this from them?
God gives me the right. God has chosen me to choose you. And you can struggle and you can question, and that's part of human nature. We're lost and we're afraid. You want to cling to the artifice of some identity that you think you have. But the truth will set you free. The truth is not going to be found in a shiny box in your hand, or something you buy, or something you wear, or something you say. The truth is the family, and I am the father.
What if we don't want to be part of Eden's Gate? What if we wouldn't just
you
want to leave?
You are part of Eden's Gate, because I've decided you are. And God has ordained me as the shepherd of his flock. And just like the sheep are not allowed to wander off the mountainside to the peril of their doom, you shall not wander away from the flock. You're safe with me now, and you will stay safe.
What about our family, our children?
Your children are my children. All children are my children. We're working towards a tomorrow, and you're clinging to yesterday. They will join you if they open their hearts and if they trust in me.
How important you want us to spread the message, your message, to our listeners?
Once you have the truth, you're filled with the truth, and you can't help but speak the truth. and I will know when you receive the message. And you will go forth like my other heralds, and you will bring more and more into the flock. And God has chosen a number, and that number is a mystery to all but me. But when the number has been met, the end will come, and it will usher in the new dawn.
Everybody's a sinner. Do you see yourself as a sinner too?
Never claimed to be a perfect man. Of course I'm marked by sin. You can see the scars on my body. You can see the tattoos on my flesh. But I have cleansed myself, and I have purified myself not to perfection, but to simple humanity. Can you say you've done the same?
I never claimed to be the perfect man, but who puts you in front of us? Like, why you? Why not Pastor Jerome? Why not Nick? Why not Grace? Why not anybody else in Hope County? Why you?
I can't explain the mystery of God's ways. I can only tell you with certainty that he has spoken to me, that he has chosen to me. I have felt the weight of his hand on my heart, and it beats it, and it makes its music. And he's ordained me as his one and only true messenger. The rest are peddlers in antiquity. The rest use the word of God that's been fossilized in history. I am the living word. I am the truth. And I am the future.
Are you nervous that other people might come here and take over Eden's Gate?
No one will take my family. Because we're strong. We know they will come, and we've prepared. And we're willing to die in the fight for what is right. And when the reckoning comes, we will be the one that delivers salvation. Whether it be with blood, whether it be with tears, or whether it be with a humble opening of your heart.
All right, so that was the interview with the voice actress, twins, and also the father, and also the developers of the game. So I'm going to mention a couple of the names of the side missions that I got to check out. This one is called New Eden's Secret. Relight the sacred flame to prove yourself to the people of Eden. So that's the part where you go and get to see the father there for the first time. And once you finish that one, there's another one called Eden's Fire, which I couldn't get there due to time, but you're going to meet the new leader of New Eden to discuss an alliance against the Highwaymen. So right there, I noticed that New Eden, that group is going to change completely. Like, it's not like the previous game that were really against you and everything, but I think this one is, they're changing their path instead of being negative and against the world and all that because of the world was about to end. I think now they are probably going to align with the new characters in the game. I'm not 100% sure. That's my theory. But I think that's one of my theories that's going to happen in the game. So yeah, there's a lot of missions. There's another one here. Which I also got to meet Grace. It's called Buzzkill. I have to go there and to a train yard. And now I notice with Grace, she has a dog with her now there. You know, so there's a lot of other missions here. There's another one called the Gray Escape. That's the one where you go and you will meet with Nick Rye, and you also help him to escape. So another one, this is where the name of... where I got to see Jerome Jeffries, the pastor. So liberate Pastor Jerome from a moving convoy. So you have to go there and help him. He's like stuck inside of a truck, inside of a cage inside of a truck. You got to go there and save him from there. So he would join you if you want. So yeah, so Nana, she's the sniper. She's pretty, pretty sick. Like I said to you, I was disappointed that now Grace is not the sniper how she used to be, but Nana is a replacement. So I got to meet her, and it's in the video too. which you could watch it on twitch.tv/gamertagradio. So that's about it. I mean, there's a lot of other things here. I'm super excited for actually finally play this game because I'm curious about the story. I have some theories, but we're definitely going to be talking about more about that. But let us know, are you planning to get Far Cry? I know there's a lot of games coming out around that time. It's going to be a little bit challenging for a lot of people to buy every single game. But I think, look, previously we said that we were like, oh, man, Assassin's Creed Odyssey too soon, right? But it's the best-selling Assassin's Creed game in a very long time. It sold more than the previous Assassin's Creed game. So Ubisoft knows what they're doing because they know that there's going to be a fan base that are going to buy the Assassin's Creed series, the Far Cry series, no matter what. And I think this one, it's going to sell a lot. It's a cool game. Far Cry 5 sold a lot. Now, I feel like they should promote it more. I hope they do once the game is about to launch sometime next month. But yeah, I had a blast playing this, and I can't wait to talk about it once I get the final version here on Gamertag Radio. So I'm definitely going to be talking about it for sure. All right, so head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback. You could give us a call, 786-273-7GTR. That's 786-273-7GTR. Or email us, fanmail@GamertagRadio.com. If you're not local here in the United States, you're international, and I think it will be a lot easier for you to leave messages, you could go to speakpipe.com/gamertagradio. That's speakpipe.com/gamertagradio. You could leave a message through your phone or through a computer. Just connect. Make sure you have a headset or a microphone connected, and you could leave a message through there, and we'll get it, and we'll play on the podcast. So thanks for listening. We'll be back next time. We'll be doing a lot of traveling. There's not going to be no live show on Sunday because we're going to be traveling to the West Coast again, all three of us. So hopefully we'll record something from there and release it on Monday. But stay tuned here only on Gamertag Radio. Thank you for listening. Until next time. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.